Hey, Pterodactyl crew. This is Sam, your Dungeon Master, and I love dice. They allow me to see the strands of fate itself with their little numbers. And that's why I'm here to talk about Only Crits. Only Crits dice are not only beautiful, but they're also very high quality for a low price. For example, their Prism Onyx set is just a sight to behold, and their weight in your hands adds to the gravitas of any role-playing game. Or consider their huge dice sets for when you just want to assert your dominance at the table. But it doesn't stop there, because Only Crits also sells dice accessories and trays, as well as some amazing pre-made modules for you and your friends to play. What's even better is that you can get these dice even cheaper with our promo code BUCKET. Again, that's promo code BUCKET, as in what Trevor uses as a head. So next time you buy dice, and if you're listening to a Dungeons & Dragons podcast, I know you're going to buy some more dice, buy from Only Crits with promo code BUCKET.
Hey, my name's River. And I am one part of the anarchy and sass that comes with Dice Drop Evolution, an actual play Mutants and Masterminds podcast. We have car races, class wars, drinking, bad flirting. What more could you want in your local superheroes? Come and check us out in Eden today. You can also follow us on Twitter at @dice_drop for all information. Thanks, guys. See you there.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Nicodemus. Last we left the Bucketfellas, August Silvergrass had broken into the Citadel. They fought their way through some guards and headed up the stairs to face the Pontifex head on. What will happen to our heroes this time? Welcome to the Ringbearer Chronicles.
The clerics and paladins stream forward. There's 12 of them. They're zooming. Alex, you're gonna take quite a few attacks.
Okay.
Yeah. Just you know, because you're a giant hulking mech person. You're gonna take 6 attacks. Actually, no, they can't make it that far. They're gonna have to use their ranged. Make 6 dexterity saving throws for me.
6 dexterity saving throws. Okay. I don't have a shield right now. That sucks.
That does suck.
First is I don't know why I'm blanking. 22. Mm-hmm. Then 10. Then 8. Then 14. Then 10 again. Was it, what, the 5th one?
Yeah, it was 5.
And then 9. So overall not very good.
Yeah, you get slammed by a grand total of 38 points of radiant, and obviously that doesn't affect you as Augur, but it doesn't feel great as a bunch of sacred flames fly at you. Yeah.
Would my help action affect this at all?
No, because help is for, like, prepared, like, actual actions as opposed to saving throws.
But how far is he from me, though?
Oh, from you? These were ranged attacks. You could,
Yeah, but how close is he to me?
Augur? Or Cogger?
Cogger.
Cogger is, about, was it 30 feet behind you? Is that your thing? Or did you not move at all?
Behind me?
Oh, you're right next to each other, yeah.
Yeah, aura of protection, saving throw.
It doesn't. That wouldn't have changed anything. I know. Plus 3, but just not enough.
And got so far.
But in the end, it's now.
Nobody
okay, great. So,
protection.
Woggles, go ahead and. Yeah, and they're all gonna move up 30 feet. Woggles, I need you to make 2 dexterity saving throws. Ooh, very spooky. Kalisha's gonna take one. Dane, you're gonna take two. Where am I at? Six, four, four. Okay.
Dane, don't let him.
Andy, you're taking one. Trevor, you're taking one.
Nope.
Dexterity.
Yeah, you're.
Alright, okay. I got a 9 and then a nat 20, which is a 27.
Dex saving throw, right?
Yeah.
I got a 15 and a nat 20, so 25.
Okay. Cool, cool. Dane.
Nat 20, fam.
Yeah, yeah. Dane, Woggles, you had 9 as one of yours?
Yeah, 9 and 20.
So. Okay, you're going to take 8 points of radiant.
Damn. Oh, wait. Mine was 23, not 25. My bad.
Oh, boo, 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 boo. You're fine. You're fine, Sean. Trevor, what'd you get?
Just one dexterity saving throw.
Yep, that's all you gotta do.
16.
Yeah, that's good. Andy.
Yeah. Nice.
I figured you're fine. As you all kind of take this volley of sacred flames, as they all run up towards you, and you might be wondering, hey, how are paladins casting sacred flame? Because I say they can, and magic initiate, because sure, why not give a paladin some range? Yeah, I just thought of that, by the way. There we go.
I think that's also a Tasha's thing.
Or, yeah, right, for the cantrip or whatever. Woggles.
Oh, you were saying my name. Discord cut out. I was like,
it was very high-pitched.
Yeah, Discord does not like high pitches.
You're up, buddy.
So it's my turn. Yep, I got hit with some radiant damage. Shit's not looking good. There's some blood. What does radiant damage actually look like? Would that make me bleed?
Imagine it like
from your eyes.
Like radiation. It kind of feels like your flesh is cooking from the inside.
Ooh, okay.
It's nasty.
Radiant radiation. I see the connection. Alright, are there... This is my first turn up here, so there's probably not someone right next to me.
No, right? They're 30 feet from you.
I gotta go 30 feet. You know, being a Way of the Four Elements monk, or... Actually, no, Ki is a monk thing, not a Way of the Four Elements monk thing, right?
Every monk has Ki.
Yeah, being a monk with no Ki, you just feel like you're shooting blanks.
You do have fists and unbroken air.
Facts. I can still do that. But, like, my quarterstaff is better than punches.
That is true. And so it's up to you. You want to run up on these guys, or do you want to just shoot air at them from a distance?
You know what? If I die, I die. I'm going
to
run up.
No, jeez. That is a scary mentality to have on this podcast. Yeah, you
run. Sam's like, oh, really?
You run up on them. You're going to take...
Dang noises.
You're going to take 9 attacks. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead and...
What?
Go ahead and make your attacks. I'm fucking with you.
Alright, quarterstaff attack. Ooh, this is going to be good. That's going to be a 23 to hit.
Yes, sir. I'm assuming you're hitting... I'm going to say you're hitting a paladin. For sure hits.
Alright, for sure. Alright, we're gonna roll that. That's a 7 on the d8, so 7 plus 5. That's a 12.
Man, to hit?
My math.
Oh, damage. No, yeah.
Alright.
Yeah.
Second quarter staff attack.
Second quarter staff attack.
Roll
hit
to hit.
Hit that bad boy.
That's gonna be a... Ooh, this is 17.
Oh, that barely misses.
Damn. Alright, this is an unarmed attack. Come on. Ooh, okay, this is 18.
Yes, that does hit.
Alright, now I need a d6. I knew I was missing a die. It's the d6. Alright, I'm gonna just roll a d6 on the interweb and then find this. Roll. Roll. D6. Oh my god, there's a YouTube video that comes up. It doesn't...
What?
Alright. A YouTube video came up, not a die thing. 5. Okay.
5.
So 5 plus 4 is 9. I did 9 damage.
And that's 9 plus 12. That's 21. Not bad, yeah. You hit this paladin a couple times and she cries out in pain. Congrats, you did it.
Happens.
And now... Right,
BRB while I find my D6.
Yeah, and now you are the only one in front of a wave of 12 enemies. Kalesh is up. Kalesh is going to do something really cool, but I haven't figured out what it is yet. All right, yeah. So Kalesh sends out this shattering, just this shockwave of force by just reaching out his hand and saying something in some weird tongue. And this explosion of force just seems to, like, knock, a, like, four of these, like, paladins and clerics backwards, and two of them kind of manage to stay upright. But they all take quite a hit. It is now Tamros's turn. And Woggles, I don't know if Logan, are you back?
Yeah. My headset did unplug a couple times, but I was present for most of that.
Woggles, you are the closest guy to him. He is going to rush you.
Come at me, bitch.
Okay.
Stupid ass bitch, dumb ass bitch, stupid ugly ass looking ass bitch.
Got him. Alright, well, one of them is a 4, a natural 4, so that's not gonna hit, but one of them is a natural 20. And that will.
Oh.
He's gonna...
Are you sure? My AC is 21, did you know that?
Even with... Buddy, with your AC, it doesn't matter. That's a nat 20, my friend. You're about to take a smack and a half. Like, holy shit.
Nice. Good.
I mean, I did ask for this, honestly.
You really
did? Like, if I die, I die. I literally spoke it into existence.
Yeah, I feel kind of bad for you because he is going to put all this... I'm not holding back, guys. I'm going to put all the spicy on this donut.
Woggles is going to die this episode and no one's going to believe it. Everyone's just going to be like, no, he'll come back.
Okay, wow. You take... Four... 44 points of damage total.
What?
Yeah.
Alright, boys. I'm at -6. Let's do this.
Yeah, Tamros just runs up to you and says, "You heretic!" And just smashes his sword into you. You feel it dig into your shoulder, and then the world just goes black as you just smack into the ground. Woggles takes quite the fucking hit. It just hits the deck.
You know what I'm imagining right now? I'm imagining that scene in Lord of the Rings where Shelob stabs Frodo with her stinger, and he just goes, and his mouth starts foaming, and then he falls.
I was hoping for more of a heroic Boromir thing, but you know what? Yeah, that works. You go down like Elijah Wood.
Yeah,
facts. All right, it's the big boy's turn. Cogger.
Let's go.
So I'd have to do an action to give someone a health potion, right?
Yes, to administer one.
Okay. Can I at least yell at Andy? Left hip pocket potion boggles, something like that.
Yeah, for sure.
And then for my action, I'm gonna use the wind blade to cast Steel Wind Strike.
Holy shit! Okay.
I'm gonna, which means I get to target five different creatures within range, and the range is 30 feet, so, I'll move up any space I need to.
Yeah, you can move up to the line, and then, beyond that is, well, yeah, you'd be able to get Tamros and a couple of the paladins. So it's five creatures within range?
Mm-hmm. One of them definitely being Tamros.
Yeah.
And then,
you could do
up to you who...
You could do Tamros and, like, the four other clerics near... How big is the range of Steelwind?
30 feet.
Oh, then you could get Tamros, the Pontifex, and three other guys.
Yeah, I'll do that. Tamros, the Pontifex, and the Paladins is what I'll
okay.
do.
Okay, yeah. Is that five, what is that? Dex? Con?
It's five attacks
oh, shit.
using the magic, like stats for the Windblade, which is a +9 to hit.
Okay.
Okay, so Andy helped me, so one of these gets advantage, but first one is 23 to hit.
Yeah, that'll hit. I'm assuming Tamros.
Yeah, that one's Tamros, yeah. And he takes 40 points of force damage.
Holy shit!
I'm using my scrapwork roll 20 server for the
That's
rolls,
fine, yeah.
So that I don't have to do them.
Jesus Christ.
Next is the Pontifex. I'm going to use the help on this one.
Okay.
That's not very good. I'll use the help and the inspiration.
Wow, you're just looking to cook this lady.
I didn't roll good at all.
What'd you roll?
Ooh, 18.
Yeah, that hits.
All right, 31 points of force damage.
Yeah, that's Whoa. Quite a smackaroonie.
All right, three more people. Natural 18 plus 9.
Yep.
So whoever that poor soul is takes 33 points of force
yeah,
damage.
Yeah, the paladin that Woggles had done a little bit of damage to, she just immediately just gets shorn in half by this huge just blast of force.
I imagine that how this looks is just like Ogar just like getting rid of like, okay, every bucket filler is fucking duck. And it's a big flurry of literally blades of wind going through the
well,
air.
Well, yeah, you in order to do this, you'd have to run up to the line of glimpse of paladins. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you totally, you run up to him and you just do like this slashing motion. I think you got two more, right?
Yeah, fourth one was also a natural
19. Yeah, for sure.
Fifth one was natural 15.
And that plus a bonkers modifier, that still hits, yeah, for sure.
Just a 9. So the fourth person takes 42 force.
Gone.
And the fifth person takes 40.
Gone. Both are just immediately
yeah.
just come. You run up to them. You want to narrate how this happens in full?
Sure. Andy's on my back. Woggles gets beaten to the ground by Tamros. So I run up and I make eye contact with Tamros. I'm like, you want to see something cool, bitch?
What?
And then I fuck him and everyone else's shit up.
Yeah.
And then I fuck him.
I thought
you
that was
fuck
gonna
Tamros.
End right at fuck him. I was like, what? XXX?
And I fuck
enemies
him.
To lovers arc? No. Yeah, no. Tamros looks at you and says, why didn't you die?
Because I'm cooler than you?
Oh, damn. That hurts him. That hurts him real bad. His pride is gone. Yeah. So.
I'm sorry, you think that fall would kill you? You're a little bitch.
What is.
You can't take that fall.
What are you?
I'm the fucking potato knight, bitch.
Oh, shit! God damn! Okay, yeah. Dope ass line. yeah, it's now the Pontifex's turn. She kind of looks at you with this big gash across her chest and says, interesting. You fight with so much power and ambition, which is admirable, but mistaken. And she summons this contingent of spiritual guardians around her.
Oof.
Yeah. And then she's gonna bonus action. Oh no, she can't do that. It's a spell. Okay. She has spiritual guardians around her now. Bada boom, bada bing. That is now back to the top of initiative. That is Andy.
What is the range on spirit guardians?
That is, I believe, 15 feet. Yes.
Yeah, we're not in it.
Okay. I am gonna go ahead and clamber down, grab that health potion, and how far away is Woggles?
Oh, from you? Like 5 feet. Not
cool.
even.
Cool, I will take a single step so I'm next to Woggles.
She takes 1 5-foot step.
1 step
yep.
forward, 2 steps back. Yeah, you get to Woggles.
Thanks for sharing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna use my action to administer this healing potion.
Fuck yeah. Roll them bones.
Yeah. Ooh, full back. 8 hit points.
Yay. Well, that's plus two.
Ooh,
that's
thank
plus
God.
Two.
2d4?
So that should...
No, I just rolled one.
No, it's 2d4.
Isn't it 1d4 plus 4?
2d4 plus 2.
2d4 plus 2.
Oh, okay. That's even better. 10 hit points,
oh,
max healing, baby!
Fuck yeah, you get 10 hit points back, Woggles.
Oh my god, Andromeda, thank you so much. Oh my god. Oh, the pain. It stopped, though. Woo!
Yeah,
I owe
you
one.
Hear Kalesh say, don't pull that shit again, you idiot.
And then I'm gonna... How many people besides the Pontifex are there?
Well, There are, I believe, if my math is correct, 9 clerics and paladins left. 6 of them are injured. There's the Pontifex and there's Tamros.
Okie dokie. I'm gonna bonus action hide.
Okay.
By laying on the ground and pretending to be dead.
Okay, go ahead and roll a deception check, actually. Because that is more...
Well, that's not really what a hiding check is, though.
Well, okay, you can't hide and... Okay. You can't... Deception makes so much more sense in this case.
Bleh.
Fine. Roll stealth. Roll stealth. That's fine. That's
There's
fine.
A lot of other dead bodies in here.
There are a few now at this point, yeah. Fine, go ahead. I mean...
16.
Okay, you fill most of the clerics and paladins, but Tamros is not amused.
I'm gonna wink at him.
You wink at him from the... okay. Tamros kind of...
From the ground.
Yeah, Tamros kind of looks at you, like, really confused. Dane, you're up.
Okie dokie. I'm gonna do... Can I do spiritual weapon?
Well, you got the spell slot for that? Oh.
Yep.
Oh, is spiritual weapon Oh, wait, it's not, right? It's not a concentration.
Yeah, it's not.
No, it's a bonus action to cast it, and that's not concentration.
Yeah, you can totally do...
It lasts a minute.
Yeah, you can totally do spiritual weapon.
Okay. That's a... 22.
Who are you... Okay, you gotta tell me who you're hitting.
Who's in front of me? Because I kind of forget, like, where my position is in relative
so
to everyone
you're,
else.
Wait, who did you hex?
You're 30 feet away from, this line of clerics and paladins of Tamros, and you're 60 feet away from the Pontifex.
Wait, who did
okay.
you hex?
The Pontifex.
Oh, yeah, I hexed the Pontifex.
You should... I'm not going to metagame, but... Just reminding you that you hexed someone.
Okay. Oh, so that would break concentration.
No, no. He's saying you will do more
no,
damage.
Like, use your hex.
Oh,
use
oh,
the hex
okay.
that you placed. Yes, sir.
Let me see. So, yeah, I can do... I'll do it on the Pontifex.
All right, yeah. That is within range. Yeah, you summon your spiritual weapon as a bonus action.
Okay.
And then, yeah, you can make a melee attack against the Pontifex.
Okay.
Using wisdom.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cleric fight!
Ooh.
Okay, so I got a 6.
Like
6 total.
Oh my god, yeah, that's gonna miss, my friend. But that is just a bonus action. You have an action. You can like Sacred Flame.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do next as a backup.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Okay.
Dex save for the Pontifex is not going to make it, actually.
Okay. 12.
12 damage. Holy shit. Okay. Yeah. You watch the... You summon your spectral bucket weapon right next to the Pontifex, and she, like... parries the first strike, and you see an opening as you've distracted her, and you send this sacred flame, and it hits her right in the chest. And she looks mad at you.
Why?
Listen, I already died once. Please, please.
Wait, you died?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I came back just to cook you.
Oh. Oh, damn. Okay. Okay. Man, this... The bucket fillers are just full of smack talk tonight. Jesus Christ.
We ain't here to play no... Well,
you
D&D
are here to
a
play
game.
A game, actually. It's also your turn to play that game, Michael Donato, as Trevor Barnett.
You just doxed me.
I doxed you.
This is like the 5th time. He doxes everyone.
Yeah, you could find Logan Lopez at 12345 Dummy Thick Avenue.
Fun fact, my address was actually in my Xbox gamer tag because my mom was like, you should put it in there so you can learn our address. So I doxed myself on my my Xbox gamer tag.
That is...
That's fucking hilarious.
What the fuck?
People so are always funny. Like, oh, where'd you get the numbers? I'm like, oh, it's my address.
Why don't tell
it's
them
so
that?
So funny. That's so funny. All the strangers in the Call of Duty lobbies. Your mom's like, you should probably let them know your address.
I know where you live, kid.
Yeah, so does everyone else.
Yeah, really. Trevor, what are you doing?
Man, is there still anyone in front of me? Or do I have to move now? Which would be a total drag.
Oh, well, did you... You didn't move at all, did you? Did you move up?
No.
No.
I have not.
You can... You can...
At all.
You have to move up 30 feet.
Fine. I move up 30 feet.
Alright. You move up 30 feet.
I roll attack.
You roll an attack.
Does 20 hit?
Who you hitting, though?
The guy that's 30 feet away, I don't know.
There are multiple, as I've said many times.
Paladin.
Okay.
Yeah, but how are they all... I didn't know they were all grouped together in a single spectral square inch.
They're like in a line. They're like trying to protect the Pontifex via like this
Does
line.
A 20 hit the
yes,
Paladin?
Yes, a 20 would hit anyone. Yes.
Does a natural 1 hit the Paladin?
No.
Then I get no extra attack.
Okay, well, go ahead and roll them bones for the big smack. The big whomp. The big smackerdoo.
14.
Oh man, yeah, you kill this guy. I'm assuming you just hit him until he's dead. Yeah.
Yep. It takes like 18 seconds, so there's 3 turns happening. And I'm just like bludgeoning this guy.
Jeez. Oh man, that's horrible. Just slowly and painfully just smacking this guy.
Yeah, I'm trying to be merciful, but the DM gave me a maul, so.
Yeah, that is true. That is a fucking brutal weapon. Yeah. you just absolutely annihilate this guy, and that's your turn. You did it. It is the cleric.
But I do it peacefully. I peacefully annihilate
him. Peacefully annihilate him. He's gone now, sent off into the great beyond. Cleric of Paladin time. Yay. Augur, you're gonna take like, how many are next to you? It's a couple. You're gonna take 4 melee attacks. Trevor, you're going to take 2.
None.
And Dane, you're not gonna take any. Woggles, you're not gonna take any. Andy, you're hidden from them. I guess. Augur, you're taking 2 more. You're taking 6.
Yay!
I think is how math works. Yeah, so. Augur. Wow. What the f- None of those hit. Okay. Boing, 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 boing. Time for...
Miss me with that wussy shit.
Oof. And then I think I said Trevor's taking 1. No.
You said I took 2.
Oh, yeah, you took 2. That's where my math went. The second one does hit you. And you take a grand total of...
1.
5 points of damage.
Aha. Uh-huh. I'm alive.
Woggles, the Indomitable, you are back up, back in action. What are you doing?
Woo! Alright, that health... Man, that health potion tasted great. On God, I'm back up, I'm back at it. Back at it again with the white Vans.
Oh,
here we go.
Fuck
it was
you.
The tea health potion, so it probably did.
Oh, yes sir. What are my options here? Is there still a guy next to
you? Tamros is right next to you.
Kogar.
As are a couple of paladins, yeah.
Okay. So Tamros is the one that hit me.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, he laid down the smackdown on you.
Alright, I'm pretty pissed at this guy, so I'm gonna hit him back.
Mm-hmm.
When you hit the bong hits back.
Damn.
Alright. I am the bong in this scenario. I don't know if anyone got that.
Are you not always the bong in every situation?
Okay. Quarterstaff attack. I landed a nat 18. So
yeah,
I'm soon
for sure
hit.
That hits.
Alright, I'm going to grab the d8.
Just roll all of your... If you're attacking just him, go ahead and roll all of your attacks right now.
Alright, well, I already rolled the damage for the first one. The first one is another 7, so 12 damage.
Okay.
I'll roll the second quarterstaff attack. That's a nat 19. And I'll roll my unarmed strike. That is a nat 1. So we all know what hit and what didn't.
Yeah, go ahead and roll damage.
I'm going to I'm gonna roll the second damage. That's a 4. I'm gonna use Savage Attacker to roll it again. That's a 1. So I'm gonna take the 4. The 4 plus 5 is 9. So 9 plus 12 is 21. Isn't that the same thing I did last time?
It was, yeah.
All right, well, I did 21 points of damage on Tamaris, and as I'm doing it, I'm not even gonna say anything. I was like, I'll think of something, and then I didn't think of anything. So Sam, if you want to take it away.
Yeah, Woggles, you just begin swinging, just hitting Tamaris as hard as you can with your quarterstaff. And you begin to kind of feel a rhythm to it. And kind of like it was back at the party when Klesh was playing the music, you feel this weird otherworldly connection to it. You hear their strikes land a little clearer than they probably should have. Klesh is up. Speaking of the sly devil. He is going to... Yeah, he can't do much. He's going to cast Vicious Mockery on Tamaris. And Tamaris totally succeeds. So, that's what happens. Klesh says a dumb, stupid insult, and Tamaris is not remotely affected by it. Speaking of that devil, it's Tamaris. Augur, you're taking 2 attacks.
Okay.
Yeah. It does. Let's see. Oh, those are gonna hit. Holy shit. You take a grand total of 58 points of damage. Kegger, you could feel Kegger losing very slowly. And Kegger says, kind of with fear in their voice,
Augur, I'm not sure if I want to die anymore.
Don't worry, you're going to go to a beautiful robot heaven afterlife where all good robots go, and there will be fountains of cute person juice. Just think of the cute people.
I can only think of the
cute people.
I can only feel pain, Augur.
Just don't think about it. Just think about the cute people.
Think of the rabbits.
That's what I'm going
you're
for.
You're fucking gonna Grapes of Wrath, my guy. Oh no.
What else am I supposed to do?
That's,
oh my god. I'm mixing up my fucking. I'm mixing up my Steinbeck. Oh my god. I'm tired. Okay. Sorry. You can go ahead and kill me for that. Yeah. That. Oh yeah. Cogger, you're up.
Did he shut down or is he still good?
He's still good. He's hanging on, but he is not looking good.
Alright, Tamaris is going to take 5 attacks.
Oh, Jesus, okay.
So I, in the previous fight, I was forgetting to use my dueling feature.
Uh-huh.
To add, oh wait, that's if I don't have another weapon I've never had. Never mind, that doesn't matter. Never mind, ignore that.
Okay.
So, yeah. Cool. Should I just roll all of them in a row?
No.
Okay. First one's a natural 1.
No.
Second one is a natural 18.
Yeah. Go ahead and roll damage.
Okay. Damage would be that guy. That's 17 points of damage.
Okay.
And that was the second one, right? So third one. I'm going to switch die. Third one's a natural 19.
That hits.
That is 12 points of damage.
Augur, how do you kill Tamaris of Roswell?
I would flavorfully like to do a flourish to like knock the weapon out of his hand, and then I'm going to just get up close to him, and I'm just gonna just real quickly say to him so only he can hear,
you know, in warfare you're supposed to confirm people's kills, right? And then I stab him through the heart.
You see blood leak out of the corner of his mouth and just starts bubbling, and he looks at you with these wide eyes that are so just fearful of what might be waiting for him in the afterlife.
Yeah, I hear Lothander's pretty judgmental. You're probably fucked. And then I push him off my sword.
Yeah, and he falls backwards and is dead as soon as he hits the ground. You have two more attacks.
Yes, I do. I'll just go for some paladins to thin out the crowd.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you got five clerics and three paladins left.
Okay, I'll go for a paladin. That's 21. No, wait, 27 to hit. Yeah. And then the damage is full damage, so 19 points of slashing damage.
Gone.
All right, last one with Brian. It's like once more with feeling, but once more with Brian. That is going to be 23 to hit on a new guy.
Paladin?
Yeah.
Okay.
And just 12 points of damage.
That is just enough. You dispatch two more paladins. I'm assuming in the most efficient way possible.
Yes. Does Kegger get the D8 for Brian's thing?
No. Kegger would not. Okay. But you can obviously hear Brian cackling like a lunatic.
Can you shut up? I'm trying to focus.
What? This is what I do. You should know by now. This is what I do.
No, you don't have to do it so loud.
I'm sorry. You want me to dial it back? My mad cackling, huh?
No, you're fine for now.
Yeah, okay. Fine.
Yeah, Kegger dials back the cackling just a little bit. Alright. It's the Pontifex. And the Pontifex very clearly sees you as a threat. And,
what?
No.
Little old me?
Little old you in the mech suit with two legendary swords? No. And she simply points her, finger at you and says, I would really prefer if you stopped doing that. And a guiding bolt shoots out of her hand.
Cool.
And we're gonna see if that hits. Oh, it fucking doesn't. God damn it.
I'm a cross slash that shit and it dissipates in front of me.
Hell yeah, you deflect it with Brian, let's say. And just Brian just fucking eats that like it's nothing. It's going to be Andy yet again.
Is anyone currently engaged with the Pontifex? Let's start there.
No, nobody's engaged with the Pontifex.
Okay, great. What about the other clerics or paladins?
Yeah. I think they're all actually engaged with Augur, technically.
So, how much of a line are these boys in?
I will say that you can get 5 out of the 6 that remain.
Fuck yeah. Well, I gotta try to hit one first.
Well, they're remaining pretty stalwart in their formation.
Yeah, well, they're trying to clump up near you, but they're all within 5 feet of each other. So I'm gonna... Yeah. You can attack a cleric. That's fine. What did we get? What did we roll? What are the bones?
Okay, I'm going to attack a cleric.
Mm-hmm. With advantage.
I got it.
If you're flanking.
Oh, I didn't realize I was flanking. Yeah. Thank goodness. Are you fucking kidding me? What about a 13?
Nah, that ain't gonna do it.
Cool. I'll, disengage.
Okay, yeah, you back up.
And, just gonna go ahead and climb back up.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Onto Cogger's shoulders.
Yeah. What is it? I think you're right. Like, how are you so good at skill checks?
You know what? I trying to think of a cool, quippy thing to say about it, and super can't. Yeah, I rolled a 5 and a 2, so...
That's rough. That is rough.
That was rough. I think I probably tried to hit, and they just ducked out of the way, so I would, just kind of twirl around them and vault back up onto Ogar's shoulders.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Easy, yeah. You totally do, like, a cool thing, like, where you kind of, like, backflip up onto his shoulders. Easy money. And now we're to Dane.
Okay. So, I assume Trevor's near me. How's your health looking?
I have 9.
9? Okay.
So, like, maybe we should finish combat?
Yeah, I was gonna say, if you needed health, I could heal you for my turn.
I mean, I'm confident that I wouldn't die to death saves.
Okay.
No, I'm not. I'm definitely not.
You're definitely not? Okay.
But we could probably just, like, not heal me yet. You never know. Sam could be like, surprise, now Andy is dying.
We're like, yeah, oh. True.
He's like, Batman broke through the ceiling, and since in this universe, he wants you dead because you're destroying order. And then we go, oh, and then we die.
Yep, Batman comes through the ceiling. You're right, Mike. That was a very good prediction.
I knew it.
You're a fucking future mind reader.
Sam is frantically erasing things.
And Batman's an aspect of Glaucon.
Batman is now Glaucon. Breaks through ceiling.
Okay. I think I'm just going to use Sacred Flame again because I'm trying to find some other stuff I can do and I don't have a whole lot of ideas. So I'm just going to go with Sacred Flame for now.
Hell yeah.
A classic.
That's a dex save. That's a success. She is ready for you, but you have your spiritual weapon right next to her. Remember that.
Yep.
You can make that attack as a bonus action.
Yep, I'll do that. And that's using as a third level spell slot, that's 2d8. Or do I have to roll?
You have to roll to attack.
Yep.
And
okay.
With
yep.
your wisdom, it's much higher than your
That's a 21.
That hits.
Okay. And 13 for damage.
Nice. Yeah, the Pontifex is no longer looking so good as you, you pull the opposite on her. You throw a Sacred Flame first, which she deflects with, like, her mace, and then you hit her with the bucket. Like, you're pulling the switcheroo, and she is really getting angry at you.
Gotta keep her on her toes.
Trevor.
So I'm gonna keep thinning the other crowd. After I moved 30 feet, you said I was near quite a few, right?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have to move this time.
Yeah, you're
time.
Right next to a bunch of them.
Oh, let's get this over with. Nat 20 and a 10. So the 10 would be 18. Does an 18 hit?
Yes.
A paladin.
Yes, paladin. You have one paladin left.
Well, he's very dead. Extra attack, I can split that between...
Yes, you can. You can split that between two different people.
Between two different...
Yes, two different people.
Targets.
Yes, exactly, yes.
Okay, so let's... The 10 was the green one, and I've been using the green one for my first roll. So we're going to hit the paladin with the 10. With the 18. The 18 hits the paladin. Ugh, jeez, my brain is fried.
Wow.
Okay, I hit the paladin for 15 damage.
Gone. Just
gone.
Smack him into the ground.
And then, what's left? Clerics are left?
There are 5 clerics.
I hit a cleric with my crit. Should I even roll?
What would your damage dice be? How many dice are there?
How does crits work? I double my damage dice?
Yeah, so...
Yeah, so like 4d6 plus strength mod is my guess?
Yeah. No, you don't have to roll. No.
I just did.
You do, yeah. What'd you get?
20.
Yeah, okay,
29.
Yeah. You absolutely destroy a paladin and a cleric. You have any cool way you want to narrate that, or do you just hit them both?
Yo, so I'm, like, protecting my friends and shit, and I'm, like, totally hitting all the bad guys and protecting my friends like I've always wanted to, and I'm, hitting them, and they're, like, falling down.
okay. yeah, you hit them. You hit them, they fall down. That's a very good way to describe it. Clerics and paladins are now up, or should I just say the clerics are now up. They are for sure targeting our boy with some attacks. They don't got much. One of them hits. And they deal... Oh my god. They deal 4 points of damage, and Kegger is still up. Woggles.
Can you describe the scene in front of me? The guy I attacked was killed.
Tamros. Tamros got
Why am I forgetting?
He got fucking murked.
Tamros. Yeah, Tamros got murked. So are there other guys near me, or do I have to walk?
No, there are. Oh, right next to you? Yeah, there are four clerics that you can just walk right up to. And they're not looking good.
Four. Sheesh. Okay. I would like to walk up to one of them and hit him with my quarterstaff. You know, it's very basic tonight.
Yeah, go for it.
Alright, so... Do you want me just to roll all three attacks?
Yeah, sure. I'll let you, split those as you may.
Okay.
Because it's all the same.
First
armor.
One?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, alright. First one was a 16 plus
yeah.
8. So another one. The second quarterstaff will be an 18.
Yeah.
And the unarmed strike will be a 19.
Yeah, those all hit. All
right, perfect. Okay, so first quarterstaff damage, that's a 4. We'll keep a 4. 4 plus 5 is 11. Second quarterstaff attack, 1. I'm going to savage attacker that one. 4. All right, so that's another. Did I say 11 last time?
I think you said 9.
Yeah, 9.
Yeah.
Okay.
For one
some
of them,
reason, I thought I said 11, but
two
9.
Strikes,
9 is correct.
Two strikes, so, one guy goes down.
Yeah, okay. So hit 9 damage. Now I got to roll a d6. Yep, that's the roll. Oh, it fell on the ground. It is a 2.
All right. 2.
All right, 2 plus 4 is 6. So I dealt 9 plus 9
okay.
plus 6.
Yeah, you kill one guy. You kill a cleric. Do you have any?
All right, so basically how I'm picturing this, I jump up in the air and I twirl my quarterstaff around, kind of like a helicopter blade, to make me glide a little bit, and then I come flying down and slash my quarterstaff across this guy's body, and he just falls over dead instantly like that. His skull fractured, bones broken. He's got
bones
no body.
Damn. They gone.
Yeah, he gone.
They gone.
So then, with that, am I right next to the guy that I was gonna strike with my own arm strike?
Yeah.
Okay, so I can't back away.
No,
saying.
Would not.
Okay.
That, yeah.
All right. Well, as I take this guy down, I continue all my momentum in a little circle, and as I circle around him, I hit him really hard with my fist of the unbroken hair.
Hell yeah, brother.
And it hurts.
It hurts. It does. Kalash is up. Kalash is gonna run into the fray. He's gonna make a couple of attacks. Bless you.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you. Kalash. Kalash, my boy. Wow, those both hit. Kalash. My guy, coming in clutch.
My butt. That's my best bud
right there. Yeah. Oh, goodness, Kalash. Yeah, Clutch runs up to the guy that you hit and just, as he's running past, just completely just rips open this guy's jugular and then twirls around and just lances another guy through the chest. There is one cleric left besides the Pontifex. And it is now Cogger.
Oh no, this poor guy.
And this man's career.
I actually might not hit him this turn. Because knowing that Kegger's gonna go down soon, and I should probably get ready to. I should probably beef normal Ogar up as much as I can. I'm gonna use the Windblade's disaster ability. which takes my action to activate. So you all just see Ogar just hold the wind blade in front of him and focus on it a bit, and then you notice, like, almost as if the air around it is vibrating, and then it folds in on itself as the wind blade becomes a blade of disaster, as in the ninth level spell.
Jesus. All right.
However, there are certain things to it, so it's not as bullshit as the spell itself. I have to physically attack with it as a weapon, and if I roll really bad, I can do damage to myself. But it takes my action to activate it. Sam, would you allow me to make my bonus action as an attack on this poor cleric or not?
Yeah, that works for me.
Okay, well, gonna get hit with Brian. That's a natural 20.
I'm not even... yeah. Yeah, how do you kill this poor cleric? I mean, you just activate this blade of disaster, and you turn to this cleric, and then...
I don't turn towards the cleric. I start walking towards the Pontifex, and mindlessly just slash at the cleric as I'm walking past.
Gone. Just instantly gone. And you're walking towards the Pontifex. How far do you walk?
I am going to walk right outside the sphere of the Guardians.
Okay.
So 20 feet away.
Yeah. The Pontifex is now up. She's going to try to fling another Guiding Bolt at you. Oh, that one will hit. And you're going to take quite a bit of damage. This one might be the one. Oh no, my god, you're so close. This guiding bolt slams into Kegger, and Kegger just feels... You can hear Kegger screaming in so much agony as you just feel them barely hanging on to life.
And I hear Brian cackling.
Yeah, Brian is enjoying the fight. It's like this horrible mesh of noises. But that is the Pontifex's turn. Andy, you are up.
You know what? I'm just gonna go ahead and give Ogar the help action again.
Okay. Dane.
Okay. Is my spiritual weapon still there?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I'm gonna roll for that. That is a 22.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And then, let's see. Nice. Nice. 13 again.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. That was your bonus action. You have a whole...
Oh, yep. That's right. Let's test... let's see if she'll deflect Sacred Flame again.
All right. No. She's horrible at this. Yeah, she fails her dexterity save.
Okay. And that's 9 points of damage total as well.
Dane.
Hmm?
You hit the Pontifex with this bucket and it goes clang. And then you throw a sacred flame perfectly through her defenses and it hits her and knocks her right back into her chair and she slumps over. And then you see a familiar black liquid begin to pour out of her eyes, nose, mouth, and begins just coagulating around her as you hear a voice begin to speak.
I see that you've done it again. Congratulations.
Don't die this time, okay?
I'll try my best, okay?
I'll hold you to that.
I think I should improve my track record. Let's go for 2 this time, shall we?
And suddenly, the black ooze coagulates around the Pontifex, forming into this black, angelic figure, holding this massive blade of death.
Oh boy, here we go again.